Every morning, Taryn Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness, from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for February 4th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is the magnificent Aman.
Hello. Hi, Taryn. Hi, everyone viewing. Great to be back. Hope everyone's been enjoying Celebrity Big Brother 2. It's been a pretty wild ride thus far, and I think all of those that were like waiting for a dramatic filled season, you got what you wanted. So I hope that you are like just living and relishing this very moment, because you know, this is, as much as the feeds keep cutting and like don't like put all this stuff in the episodes, just take it for what it is and be grateful that we're even getting this live entertainment.
Yes. We are here to talk to you about everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother Celebrity 2 live feeds. It was a bit of a slow day here, so it's going to be a quicker update. There's, I think, more drama in the sports world and in the Big Brother 20 world than there was in this Big Brother Celebrity 2 house last night.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that kind of popped up out of nowhere. Goodness gracious.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. So let's talk about the feeds yesterday. It, as I mentioned, was a very slow day. However, we started the day with lots of stuff that wasn't important. But we also had Tamar, Natalie, Lolo, and Ricky talking about Candy, that they feel threatened by Candy. They feel like she was trying to help Kato in the HOH competition. So they want to make sure that Kato, or that, yeah, that that Candy is also on the hit list soon.
Yeah, I mean, it's getting down to that point in the game where, you know, the slight, like, you just need to find any kind of reason to get rid of people, even if you've been working with them to a certain degree. I mean, I know that, like, Tamar and Candy have been sort of, like, you know, making up after quite a tumultuous relationship in that house. But at the same time, you know, you really got to start thinking about your end game, and is this somebody that you really think that you can take to the end? Does she have the most, you know, winner's equity right now? Is she kind of like the most liked in the house, or at least the least disliked in the house? Can you win a vote against her? And I think that, whether or not it's about her helping Kato, or if it's about Lolo not feeling that she will have the votes in the end because she's been popping off on everybody as much as she likes to point the finger at other people, I mean, it kind of remains to be seen. But I mean, yeah, it's that point of the game where you got to really start thinking, hey, is this somebody that I can get to the end? It's getting down to the wire.
Yeah, my favorite current subplot on the Big Brother Celebrity 2 live feeds is Natalie and Lolo talking about how other people won't have jury votes to win the game.
I was in a draft with some friends, and I was really, really hoping, like, my perfect team in my mind at the time would have been Jonathan, Kato, and Natalie. And I really, really wanted Natalie, because I was vastly in between the two, Lolo or Natalie. And I was like, I really think that Lolo's mouth is going to get her in trouble a lot more than Natalie. So I think that if out of anybody, out of the two, like, Natalie definitely is the superior player, because she seems to be a little bit more reserved, a little bit more, you know, she'll think before she speaks. But I mean, out of the two of them, they really should not be talking about anybody else about these storybooks, because you two have been running around this house, running amok. Like, come on. Talk about self-awareness.
Yes, we did also get Kato and Tom. I mentioned yesterday that Tom was trying to maintain a positive attitude, but then after his conversation with Ricky and Tamar about how they need to apologize because they're misogynists and all of this stuff, Tom's sort of interest in the game has been waning. He is talking about kind of like, if I win the veto, I'll just use it on you, Kato. And Kato's like, oh, if I win the veto, I'll use it on you. And they're like, oh, no, I wouldn't let you do that. They're just kind of like, oh, man, when do we leave again? When do we get to stop being accused of things that are going to ruin our career?
Right. And it's definitely like hard to sit there and, you know, kind of be in a power position and, you know, the people that you are against sort of gaining that power, then it's kind of like a tough pill to swallow. But one thing that I noticed, I don't know if it's specifically with older casts or if it's just, you know, we've been getting so much drama, it's more noticeable now. But I just feel like, you know, they get straight down to the game, they're playing hard, and then the minute that like there's like opposition to them, it's like they kind of just shut down. And it's like, okay, well, it's like they're like a too good of a sportsman at the point. They're like, oh, well, you know, like, you guys got me. Like, you know, we were about to get you, but it's fine. Like, I'm like, I kind of just wanted to see you keep fighting. Like, come on. Like, you, there's a, one of you will stay. One of you will stay. So you're going to have to start thinking about what you're going to do when the other one leaves.
Yes, they do eventually get there by the end of the day. But yeah, they are definitely subdued here. I mean, Tom even said at one point during the day, he was like, oh, like my instincts, like everything in me wants to be an instigator right now and to be Tom Green, but he feels like he can't because of like the stuff going around that like he needs to make sure that people know that he is not attacking anyone. Like, he doesn't want to have that image. Something that I saw when I was researching Tom Green prior to the season is that for a long time, there was a rumor, there still is, I guess, that he did this like very offensive prank where he went to a bar mitzvah dressed as Hitler. And that like, whoa, that's terrible. Ooh. Like, never happened as far as I'm aware. He denies it to this day. There's no footage of it. There's nobody ever thinks this is the case. It was just like a rumor that was started, but it's like been haunting his career forever. I'm sure this is something that like, he is like, I do not want anything like this to be like surrounding me. So he is trying to be on his best behavior, I think, to make sure like, hey, let's, I don't need any of this right now. This is not worth my, the damage it could do to my career.
Right. And I mean, I feel like, you know, if anything, production is beginning to, you know, they're at least privy to that because they seem to be editing these episodes in a way that show the least amount of confrontation, especially if it gets down to, you know, the name calling, you know, the bullying and misogyny and all of that stuff. They seem to kind of just want to steer away from that, which I know can be frustrating for a lot of live viewers because they want to see what is being said. They want to see what's fueling these moves behind these players. But at the same time, like, I can understand, you know, just wanting it to be like, can we just play Big Brother here? Can somebody be HOH, nominate two people? Somebody win the veto, take it, not use it, move on. Like, you know, I understand it. I mean, it's unfortunate to see it sort of like really hinder somebody's game, but at the end of the day, I mean, they are celebrities. So they're thinking about, and he's promoting a show when he leaves. So, you know, he wants people to come to his show.
Yeah. So. I feel like in particular, production has had sort of like the kid gloves on with these celebrities. I think they did kind of last year as well. I think that basically like they want drama, but they don't want this kind of drama because if like they're never going to get anyone to agree to do the show if they feel like, well, I'll come on and then my career will tank because people will throw around accusations or whatever. Or I'll just look super terrible on like in Lolo or Natalie's case, like I'll just look like such a jerk that nobody will ever like me again. So I think they really are trying to be like, they want the drama, but they don't want it. They don't want people to hate anyone on the show because they want celebrities to feel like this is not going to be career suicide for them.
Right. I mean, that's exactly it. And especially like in today's day and age where like any little thing, and not to say that the people that have been canceled thus far don't have viable reasons to be canceled, but we are living in a state of cancel culture. So I think that people just really want to walk on eggshells and make sure that they are being as, you know, as, what's the word? As nice as possible.
Yes. You know? Let's just be nice.
Yeah.
these people, these players should have listened to the podcast I did.
Right? I feel like that was like everybody needs to listen to that. So that's required reading for the upcoming season of reality television, just so the people can just, you know, inoculate yourself with kindness.
Just be nice, guys. It's not that hard.
It's really not that hard.
So they did talk a little bit, Tom and Kato. Tom's idea is, okay, maybe if I act pathetic enough, like I don't even want to be here at all, then if you win the veto, Kato, like you're trying, you want to be here, you win the veto, you take yourself off. My spirit is broken. I don't even want to be here. I'm so pathetic. maybe they'll decide it's not even worth voting me out and they'll vote out the replacement. And that's how we can both stay.
I mean,
it's
something. And playing dead has worked for some people. It has, not a lot. It's hard. What else do you do? What else do you do to get yourself out of a situation where you've been at war with these people for so long and you've like thrown words back at each other that, you know, like there really is no solution to this other than that somebody has got to go. Who knows? Like sometimes as quickly as confrontations come up in this house with this particular group of house guests, somebody is very likely to say something to rub somebody the wrong way, especially if it is someone as volatile as Tamar and HOH. So, you know, it's definitely, you know, lessening your behavior in the house. You know, it could work. It could work. It's probably not going to, but it's something.
Yeah. I mean, I think that when you have two people on the block and you want both of them to be saved, that you have two options. One is you make an alliance or some kind of deal with the majority of the house. That's definitely off the table. The other one is this plan, I guess, which could theoretically work in a situation where the replacement nominee is not going to be Dina and you've won two competitions and Dina's won none and it's going to be you versus Dina. And there's just no way anybody, no matter how pathetic you're acting, is ever going to vote Dina off before you.
Right. I mean, it's like once you sort of like create an image for yourself in this game, it's really hard to shed that. Like that's why the beginning of the game is so crucial, because that is when you begin to cultivate that image. That's when the people's first impressions will compound and you just have to, it's like you're continuously working against others' impressions of you. And if you've gone so far down one end, it's really, really hard to get that balance to, you know, it's hard.
Yes. Candy is going to do some work here. I mentioned yesterday that Tamar's best move actually probably is to target Tom and Kato at this point, just because, you know, I think that her best chance to get to the end and win means not pissing off Natalie, Lolo, and Ricky. The ideal situation would have been to not win this HOH and let those two groups go at each other so that she doesn't have to get involved and give more advantages to one side. However, she's now in this position, and being in this position, I do feel like she needs to stay on their good side as much as possible. I do think they will keep her until at least the final five-ish, maybe final four. If it's final four, that's her best case scenario, I think, because she could potentially win against any of the three of them, and all she needs to do is win one competition. It's still not a great spot to be in, but it's better than nothing. However, for Candy, it's fantastic if she convinces Tamar to turn against those three, because that makes everything wonderful for Candy. So Candy is doing making an attempt here to talk Tamar into betraying the group of three, Ricky, Lolo, and Natalie. In particular, Lolo and Natalie, because she feels like Natalie is a big threat to win, because she thinks that Natalie's just going to take Lolo. Natalie's going to easily beat Lolo, and there you go. Natalie is the winner of the game. But Tamar says, it's too early. It's too early.
I mean, is it though, Tamar? I mean, because the game is really I appreciate what Candy is doing, because it shows that she has a lot of, you know, this is like one of those prime examples of someone that doesn't really know the game coming in and really getting the hang of it. I think that you're less hindered by, you know, viewing past seasons and, you know, conventional strategies of the game. So I feel like you don't need all that other extra information about the game. You just see like, Natalie seems like she is in the best position right now. That is exactly what we need to get. Like that's it. And I think that it's great. She's in a really prime position to sort of use the history that she has with Tamar. It's like, look at what we've been able to overcome. Look at like how much we've been, you know, making up in this house. Like she's kind of like capitalizing on the feel good feeling with Tamar and be like, come on, like we've gotten this far together. We might as well just rock this out into the end. And I mean, I guess, you know, Tamar, you know, she's nervous because, you know, you don't want to, I mean, she's been going at it with Lolo on the low, like multiple times. So I don't think she really wants to poke the bear, even though she's a bear herself. So I get that, but this game is so fast. Like, I think that it really benefits from quick decisions. I do.
Yeah. I mean, the two early excuses, I think, again, there's reasons for Tamar not to turn on them. Too early is not the reason, but especially when the finale is like just over a week away.
Right.
But, you know, we'll see. Candy, I think, correctly points out if it doesn't happen now, it's not going to happen, which I think is completely correct. Again, yesterday I said I think that this week is going to be seen as like this. It's this HOH that allows one of Ricky Lolo, one of Ricky or Natalie to win the game. So I do agree with that. And I do think that they still have the best shot at winning the game, despite the fact that this is Tamar's best hope at this point. I think, again, winning this HOH was just disastrous for her in the first place. Tamar says, no. Tom and Kato both have to go first. They both have to go. And that's where it's like, okay, I still think that Tamar is doing the right thing with her HOH, but her game plan is all wrong. She does not want both Tom and Kato to go.
No.
That would be terrible for her. She wants one of them to win HOH next week to go after that trio to split them up a little bit. That would give her some kind of chance. But no, she wants them both gone, and then she wants Dina gone, and then she wants to turn on them, I think. Or maybe she doesn't want Dina gone, but still. Then she wants it to be 3-3 at best, with her, Candy, and Dina versus Lolo, Ricky, and Natalie in the competitions, which is, I don't think that's a great spot for you.
No. I mean, I don't know why you would want to get rid of both, like, Tomato at the same time. I really love that we've come up with that name. That priceless. But, get rid of one of them, keep the other one. Hopefully they win HOH. And even if they don't win HOH, if somebody from your side wins HOH, they'll try and go after them. Hopefully, and not you. And especially since you already had that power, you knew you were going to be safe this week. I don't know why you wouldn't put yourself in this position. And just use your power to let it rock.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that she's probably still going to, I think we're still going to have Tamar around for a little bit longer. So I'm not too scared about her demise in this game. But I, as far as her being able to win in the end, as someone that's rooting for her, she's really shooting herself in the foot here. So, you know, I mean, what good is it getting to the end if you can't pull out the win in the end?
Yeah, I believe Brent will be on tonight to recap the eviction and where we will find out who won HOH. And I'm expecting a large Brent rant because he's rooting for Tamar. So I'm sure he's annoyed at this decision to win the HOH.
Yeah.
Candy says, look, if they both go, I'm going to be on the block as at least as a pawn. I'm going to be in trouble if both Tom and Kato go. And Tamar says, maybe you'll go on the block, but you'll stay. Don't worry. It's fine. Don't worry about it. Tamar really not really taking what Candy is saying. She, for what it's worth, I don't think Candy made a particularly good pitch this first time. She's going to try again later with a slightly better pitch. But a lot of her pitch revolved around this idea of like, well, if you do this, then I'll be in trouble. To which Tamar is able to be like, well, first of all, you're in trouble, not me. And second, no, you'll be fine. So it didn't really work this first time. So she's going to try again later in the day. But for now, Tamar is stuck on this idea.
Yeah. And that sort of pitch hardly ever works for people that are sort of like in this, you know, like in an alliance, but like not like if it's not like a solid final two, people are kind of like more willing to be like, oh, it's okay. Like, just chill. Just lay low this week. I'm in control. Like, everything's going to be okay. Like, you're not going to go home. They're more willing to sort of, like, roll the dice with your game, even if they are in an alliance with you, if it's not a final two. So, I mean, I think you got to work a different angle with somebody like Tamar.
Yeah. Yeah, you really do. Lolo, Natalie, and Ricky are talking about the next HOH. They are considering throwing the next one because they have people like Tamar willing to just do their work for them. So why not throw the next one and then all be able to compete in the one after that where they're finally ready to turn on those people that are doing the work for them. However, they ultimately decide probably not worth the risk here. Just win it. They honestly honestly, after this week, I could very easily see a situation where they just win out from that point on. You know, from a mental standpoint, they have people, they've been studying a long time. They're certainly capable. And then from a physical standpoint, I think they would just completely, they're all three of them are athletes versus non-athletes. So any physical competition is going to be just a breeze. Not that there are likely many of them left, although we said that in Big Brother 20 and there were a lot of them left. So you never know.
And given the fact that they really should have, you know, been able to win a lot of these in the past and haven't, and people have, they're still in the house and more people keep getting evicted. Like, you guys know, you don't have any excuse not to win these damn competitions. Like, you are the athletes of the house. Like, come on, like, show us what you can do. So, and at this point, like, throwing, when there's three of you in the alliance, like, throwing the HOH at this late in the game, like, no. Like, what are you doing? Just win the HOH, retain the power. Might be boring for us out here. But once again, this season is so expedited and things can change so quickly. Like, you might as well just get as much power as you can towards the end just to ensure your safety at the very least.
Yeah. So Tom and Kato are talking again. They talk about who they would like to see win the game now that they're pretty sure that neither of them are going to get there. Tom says, no, Kato, you're going to do it. You're going to win. And he's like, I don't know. Wouldn't it be great, though, to see Dina win? Wouldn't it be great? Oh, yeah, she's such a great lady. What about Candy? It would be awesome to see Candy win, right? Candy and Dina, obviously, I think, just to reinforce the point, the biggest jury threat in the game.
I mean, y'all, they so petty. Y'all are so petty. Like, you got beat. It's fine. Like, Dina. Really?
Hey, look, I made the case the other day. I genuinely feel like Dina is playing a better game than the rest of them because of all of the trash they've been talking. Like, you just can't expect to win a jury vote when you do that.
I mean, I get, sure. Socially speaking, Dina is up there. She's like Switzerland right now. I get it. But I mean, maybe it's just the way that I fundamentally see the game. I would much rather give somebody the win if they are instrumental in the progression of the game. And I just feel like Dina is just so Dina. And like, I mean, but that sort of game has won before. So I don't want to just, you know, completely throw rocks at it. But I just, right now, it's seeming like they're just, their butt hurt, so they just, you know, they just don't want to give the win to anybody else. But I mean, because they both have been throwing things back at one another, so it's like when you get out of the house and you decompress, like, are you still gonna feel the weight, or are you just gonna go ahead and watch everything that they said up until now just to shit fold in your case for Dina to win the game? I don't know. I mean, it's fine. This is Celebrity Big Brother. This is not a regular season of Big Brother, so I'm, you know, more inclined to see different types of decisions being made, but as of right now, I would kind of be feeling some kind of way.
I will say, I have seen arguments, and I think I'm actually kind of on board a little bit here, that the Dina, I mean, I pointed this out a while ago, the Dina is playing, like, she's playing a floater game. If you watch her in the house, like, she has no genuine loyalty to anyone other than her loyalty to Jonathan. Jonathan's been gone for a long time now. She is willing to throw anyone under the bus, to, like, how intentional it is, who knows, but she will go to anyone and be like, yeah, I'm totally going to work with you all the time, and then go to the other side and be like, yeah, I'm totally working with you. And just the fact that she's such a non-threat, she's able to slide by for a while. Is it like great gameplay? No. Is it good gameplay? Probably not. Is it something? Yes. And honestly, I feel like with the entire house, I don't think anybody's playing great. I don't think anybody's playing good. I think that all we're seeing in this house is something. So if you've got something and you're nice, I do feel like that, for me, quantifies a winning game, to be honest.
So, I mean, okay, I'm open to having my mind changed. I've definitely, as I said on Twitter, like, this past week, I've been like in a Kingdom Hearts craze for like this entire week. So I haven't been able to really notice all of the nuance in Dina's game. To me, for someone who has sort of like been flitting in and out, it's like, okay, there's, oh, hi, Dina. You good? Okay. So like, I'll go back and watch this. And then in the end, if she does win and you come up with this brilliant podcast about all of the things and decisions that she has made thus far.
Secret mastermind Dina.
I will definitely be like, okay, like, yes, all hail Queen Dina, the second coming of June song. Like, I'll, you know, I will definitely throw it at her feet. But as of right now, I'm a little bit skeptical. But at the same time, point taken that not everybody's game in this house has been a quote unquote winning game so far. Mm. So I mean, this particular batch of house guests are so just like it is a toss up. It's generally a toss up right now.
Yeah. I completely believe me. I see where you're coming from as well. I think everyone knows my stance on, juries in general and, voting based on feelings and all of that nonsense. I am certainly open to the other thing as well. And honestly, if it came down to like Dina or Natalie, I feel like they've both played like, and, Natalie's played better, but Dina's been nicer, and I genuinely could make a case for both of them. Same thing with Dina or Ricky. Lolo, though, I think genuinely has not played well enough to win.
I'm so mad that I did not get her in my draft. It's making me so mad. She's like everything that I wanted Lolo to be. Natalie is filling that spot right now, and I'll just take the L on that one.
All right. So, anyway. Tom and Kato are going to go up on the block here. They are nominated by Tamar and Lolo, Natalie, Ricky, Tamar. They all agree Kato is going first. No change there. We got to get rid of Kato.
Yep. During the course, Dina said that if she even won the veto, that she would just leave the nominations the same. So, I mean, it's looking like one of the two is definitely out. I think they're leaning more towards Tom. Is that the correct assumption right now? If
Kato wins?
No. If in the event that the both of them are still in the block.
That Kato needs to go first. Yeah.
Okay. So Kato will go first. Okay, well, that's great. That's great for my draft. Wonderful. Yay. Yay. I really did not do well this time around.
I've got people in the chat like, no, Taryn, we are not here for a Dina win. Stop. It's like, listen, I'm not saying I'm here for a Dina win. That is not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is if she won, I can understand why. And I actually do feel like she, like, if anyone deserves, I don't think anyone deserves to win this game. If we could just stop it now and say no winners, I'd be totally cool with that. I don't think anyone has played well enough to win this game.
I mean, yeah. And like, as far as I've said, like, yeah, sure. I don't think that Dina is, I'm with you, chat. I don't think that Dina should win either, but at the same time, look at what your options are. Look at everything that's happened so far. Okay.
So. I mean, we have the historic low in terms of average ranking on the stock watch for these people. Like, it's just, it's not exactly a strategic cast here.
You gotta take what you can.
Here,
okay.
here's my advice for watching the season is just like, don't care about the strategy and just feel free to root for whoever you want to root for and just have no qualms about it. Just like, you know what? I am 100% a Dina stan. Go for it. You can be super pleased when Dina wins and nobody can tell you that she didn't deserve to win. You know what? You can even be a Lolo stan. Go for it. Do whatever you want because this is just a free for all at this point.
It's so strange because at the beginning of last season, we got to see them on the live feed in the sneak peek strategy, making alliances, talking about who was next, who needs to go. This time around, they told them not to do that. So I feel like they've been like neutered or something. It's like you didn't allow them to talk strategy, and it felt like they didn't even know when they were allowed and when they weren't allowed to talk strategy. So it's like they never got to practice, and so now they're all just like running them up, just like going based off of emotion, and it's hilarious to see. If you're someone that's more strategically inclined, it's probably you just want to rip your hair out. But I've been entertained, so I'll take what I can from that.
All right. So Tom and Kato talked a little bit about like, okay, if Kato, if you do stay or if I stay, if we win HOH next week, they are starting to plan. What do we do? What do we do if we win HOH next week? Tom is considering like, okay, well, we need to target obviously that trio. Should we put Ricky out? No, you know what we should probably do? Because Ricky is probably the one most amenable to some kind of deal. Right. He's the most like he's the least sort of I talked yesterday about how I feel like if anybody is doing this mean stuff with any sort of strategic intent, it's Ricky. And so I do feel like this is the correct call with Tom, even if there's not like a ton of success that they're going to find trying to make a deal with Ricky. I do feel like Ricky is the correct one to try to make a deal with. So he talks about, but let's potentially try to make a deal with Ricky, leave him off the block. We'll nominate Lolo and Natalie, and then try to be like, hey, Ricky, we'll work together secretly. You know, we will take out one of the women, but we're still good. And maybe there's a chance that he doesn't come for you the next week. He's certainly capable of winning competitions. I actually feel like, sure, it doesn't have much of a shot to work, but in terms of like, what else do you got? This is probably one of the better plans you could come up with.
Yeah, I mean, you go for someone that actually can, like, when they talk, they always talk about the fabled crack in the alliance. Ricky's definitely someone that, if he isn't cracked yet, you could potentially crack him. Like, he seems like he's open to making deals. He's open, obviously, he's open to spilling tea and information to sort of get even the people on his side to do what he wants. So, yeah, I think it's a good shot, and I think it's like they're talking about, like, you know, if they align with him, like, going forward, you know, being able to, you know, use Ricky as a means to keeping them safe. Like, I think that that's a good, I think it could potentially work. I mean, whether or not Ricky is going to, you know, think that he's in a spot, like, maybe I don't know if Ricky has, you know, gotten to the point where he's like, I'm good now. I'm good. Like, I'm good for the rest of the game. I feel like I've made the strides that I needed, and I feel like I'm cemented. Like, I feel like no matter what, I will not be the one to go home. If he feels that way, Tom and Kato are SOL. If not, then this could potentially be that point in the game, like that, like in musical theater, we have this thing called the 10 o'clock number where things just like hype back up again. This could be that point in the game where it's like, up, big switch, big twist. But first, you know.
So, yeah, well, we really have to hope that that tonight, whoever remains of Kato or Tom win the HOH, because I mean, Candy would certainly, I think, do as well, or Dina. But they're, given the track record, I think that whoever remains of Tom or Kato are more likely to win the HOH. So I'm definitely pulling for that, so we get some kind of shakeup here. But honestly, I feel like if let's say Kato stays, let's say he wins the veto and then wins the HOH and then tries to make a deal with Ricky, I feel like Ricky might be like kind of annoyed because he's Ricky about like, oh man, we lost the power or whatever. But if I'm Ricky and I feel like there might be some strategic part of him that's like this, I'd be pretty pleased with the fact that both of the women are going on the block and that Natalie would probably go home, right, leaving me and Lolo as the final two contenders. Like, oh, now Lolo's not gonna take Natalie, she's gonna take me and I'm gonna take Lolo. I definitely beat Lolo. I'm actually kind of okay with this. I'm definitely gonna make a deal with you, Kato, and then definitely stab you in the back next week, but I'll definitely be okay with what's happening right now.
At some point, you gotta get your Sandra Diaz twine on and be like, as long as it's not me, I'm good. And you wanna get in that spot between the two, between, like, you know, two power players. You want to be in that middle spot where it's like, okay, well, let them go at it. And, you know, if I get the power, one of you is going to be mad because I'm going to make a decision that's going to screw one of you. So no matter what, I'm going to be, you know, it's not going to be pretty, but it gets me further. So I could see that happening as well.
Yeah. So we also got, again, Candy pitching to Tamar. Finally, a little more effective this time, really just pitching the women need to be targeted. This needs to happen. We're just going to let them win the game. They're just going to steamroll. And she's starting to break through a little bit to Tamar, I think. Tamar says something along the lines of like, I mean, if I did make a move, I would have to talk to Tom and Kato first before I made the move. Like, if a veto was used or something, that, you know, like Candy was like, yes, you if the veto is used, you should put Natalie on the block. We can get rid of Natalie. I really do feel like Candy has some influence here, maybe because of things outside of the house more than strategic things, but mm-hmm. That's still something. Right. And so it's definitely possible that something could happen. Although, thing is, as Tamar mentioned, she would have to like really talk to Kato and Tom first. That alone would probably not go very well. But also the veto is going to be played live tonight. So there's not really a lot of opportunity. She can't go to them with a backdoor plan before they even have the veto, because that could just really blow up and backfire. Right. So even if one of them wins the veto, there's probably not enough time to put together some kind of backdoor Natalie plan. But I'm mentioning it here because the seeds were planted, as unlikely as they are. If for some reason Natalie goes home tonight in the first eviction, or not, there's two evictions, but if Natalie goes home tonight, then this is probably why you have Candy to thank for it. And something happened along the day, or potentially in the time between the veto win and the renom. But like I said, not super likely.
Yeah. I mean, it's not unprecedented decisions that the audience does not get to see how those get made. You know, that's not new. So definitely, if that were to happen, bookmark this video. You'll have everything that you need to understand what the hell happened. But if not, then, you know, it is what it is. I'm really hoping that, I mean, honestly, I don't care anymore. I was about to say that I was really hoping that the veto wasn't going to be a crapshoot like last time. But honestly, let go and let God at this point. I'm all about team fun. Is it? I'm all about that. Yeah. So, you know, hey, I mean, I would like to see the what's the veto that they usually do on live evictions, where it's a you run, go into the ball pit, grab the stuff, come back and hit the buzzer. I think that would be fun.
Yeah, I'm for any competition where you can tell what's going on when we're watching live. That's why I know some people weren't a fan of the fact that it was a crapshoot last time they did the live veto and it was a crapshoot. But I enjoy it because it's I can very clearly see who's in the lead and what's happening. The famous clown shoe competition where they're running back and forth, it's still hard to tell what's happening. You're just waiting for somebody to run back. And it's how many times did they run back? They're in the, okay. Something that's slow paced. That's very visual that you can see. That's what I'm all about for these live competitions. It's usually something that's not quite that. So, and I know that's just my opinion.
It is what it is. I mean, it'll be fun regardless. I'm glad that I get to actually watch this live when I've been working for the past two. So on that front, finally.
There you go. It's something the chat says, mentioning a puzzle.
Let's not do that.
Let's not bring back any memories.
Mm-mm.
Although I will say it was very easy to watch on the show. That's all I was going to say. Easy to understand, definitely hard to watch.
Yeah, there you go. That's good.
Yeah. So that's what we've got for you. Tonight's episode will consist of the HOH competition, which I believe was some kind of knockout, I think. So we'll see that. Yes, Tamar is going to win. Then we're going to see the nominations. Then we're going to see the live veto and then the live vote and eviction plus exit interview. So I very much doubt that there will be too much juiciness in between. So we're really getting the lean cuts of the Big Brother Celebrity this season.
Right. It's diet feeds, essentially. That's what this season is. Yeah. And, you know, you want the full picture. CBS All Access.
Or this podcast.
This podcast right here.
All right. So that's what we've got for you today. Anything else that you wanted to bring up, Aman?
No. I hope everyone's been enjoying this season. It's been great. I've been having a great time. I'm just so happy that everything is, you know, is revving back up again. We're going to be getting Survivor again. And then Big Brother Canada 7, which is looking to be really, really good. So I'm just, you know, I'm, as always, I'm glad to be here.
All right. So you can follow us on Twitter. I'm at Armstrong Taren. Aman is at Aman Adwin.
Aman Adwin.
All right. Yep. And you can find me on Twitch playing Kingdom Hearts 3. Aman is way ahead of me.
Yes. You can find Taren on Twitch playing Kingdom Hearts 3. You'll probably also find me in the chat talking about Kingdom Hearts 3 because I have been playing too much than I care to admit. So I'm gonna like take a break. Maybe, you know, watch some other people play a little bit.
Can we get a Kingdom Hearts 3 update from you, Aman? What's Sora up to?
Let's just say this. I am at the point where the conclusion of this saga is imminent. I will say that.
There we go.
I've been through pretty much all of that there is to go through. Haven't done most of the collectibles, so I think I'm going to go back and do all of those as well, just to prolong this. But I've been like an emotional wreck playing this game, and I'm like, just I can't get to the end yet because I need more time to digest.
Sounds good. Well, we'll of course be live tonight to recap the eviction and veto and HOH competition. So make sure you tune in for that. And I will be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the live feeds, as well as tonight with the new HOH that will be crowned and everything going around that. So thank you for joining us. I'll see you next time.